When We Get Too Weary, written by Ann Peterson, read by Candace McGarvey. Today's scripture is Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Let's face it, we all get weary. Wiping the sleep out of our eyes, we know that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. A pandemic is one of the worst things some of us have been through, and while it is scary to see numbers of infections rising and those lives lost, we can at least know that following the guidelines is helping. We are doing what is good, but even that can be taxing. And sometimes we look around and see others who are not following suit. And inside of us rises similar feelings like that of the prodigal son's brother. Here he had been the obedient one, and yet when his prodigal brother returned, he saw his father run to him, put a robe on his back and a ring on his finger, in Luke 15:11-32. Sometimes it's hard to do the right thing when everyone is not complying. And sometimes, like Peter, who saw John coming and wondered what John's position would be with Jesus in John 21:20-22, instead of just doing what we know we should be doing, we start wondering about others. What do we do when we get weary? When we think we can't keep going? The answer is to go to the one who never tires or grows weary. Isaiah 40:28. God tells us that he will strengthen us and help us. Isaiah 41:10. He tells us when our strength starts waning, he will renew it and we will soar like eagles. Isaiah 40:31. And when we think we can no longer do what is asked of us, like Paul, we can recognize the source of our strength. Philippians 4:13. Some have said, since the pandemic hit, it feels like one long day. We rise and go through the motions. We watch rising numbers and feel helpless. But we must remember that God is sovereign. We are not in this alone. God has promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews 13:5-6. And God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19. We are not alone, so do not grow weary in doing good.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.